Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the third chapter of Hilchos Nazirus. In this parak, Rambam will discuss the terms of being a Nazir, for how many days one will be obligated to serve as a Nazir once he's taken different types of vows. Halacha Aleph, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. The default amount of time for a Nazir taken to be a Nazir is for 30 days. Ketzad, Rambam will now clarify, Mishamah Harini Nazir, Ein Pachos Min Shloshim Yom. If somebody had declared that he will be a Nazir, so then the minimum amount of time he must spend being a Nazir is 30 days. Havilo amar harini Nazir Naziris gdola ad ma'od harbe. Hari zen Nazir shloshim yom. Shalei perish zman. Even if he says, I will be a Nazir for a really, really, really long time, nonetheless, he's still just going to be a Nazir for 30 days, because he did not end up actually explicating how long he intended to be a Nazir for. Halacha beis. Perish zman pachos mishloshim, kagon shamar harini nazir yom echad, o asarim, o esrim yom, harizan nazir shloshim yom, she'en naziris pusa mishloshim yom. In fact, the Rambam goes on to clarify that if the person had specified that he's going to be a nazir for less than 30 days, for example, he said he wants to be a nazir for 1 day, or 10 days, or 20 days, in that case, he's still going to be bound by the nazir to be a nazir for 30 days, because there's no such thing as being a nazir for less than 30 days. This is something which we know passed down through our Masora. Halacha Gimel. Perish zman yosher mishloshim yom, kigon shamar echru shloshim yom, o arbam o mea yom, o mea v'shana. Harei zen nazir kizman shperish lo pachos lo yosher. If, however, he had spoken out how long he wishes to be a nazir for, and it's longer than 30 days, for example, he said either 31 days, or 40 days, or 100 days, or even 100 years, in that case, he's going to be a nazir for as long as he had explicated, not more, not less. Homer Hareni Nazir Shah Achas. Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom. If somebody says, I will be a Nazir for 1 hour, so then, as we saw above, he will have a status of being a Nazir for 30 days. Homer Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom Vesha Achas. Hareni Nazir Echad U Shloshim Yom She'ein Nozrin Shos. If he says that he wants to be a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, in that case, he's going to be a Nazir for 31 days, because there's no such thing as being a Nazir for only a set amount of hours in a day. Halacha hey. Omer harini nazir mikan ad makom ploni. If somebody says that I am going to be a nazir from here, one place, until another place, im lo hechzik baderech, harizan nazir shloshim yom bavad. If he had not yet started out going on this path yet, he hadn't gone to that trip, in that case, he will be a nazir for 30 days, and that alone. Shalom nizkabin zeh, ala nazir skadola, harilo perish zman. Because what he intended here was to have a long period of being a nazir, and he hadn't specified the amount of time. As we just saw, that means it's going to be a default of 30 days. If, however, he had already started traveling, if the amount of time to that new destination was less than 30 days of travel, so then he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Again, that's the minimum. If, however, it was more than that amount of time, let's say he was 60 days away from his destination, so then he's taken upon himself to be a Nazir for that amount of days. Misha amar harini nazir shtei naziros, o shalosh, o arba. Hariza nazir kaminin sh'amar kol naziros mehen shloshim yom. If somebody had declared that he would become a nazir for 2 or 3 or 4 terms of being a nazir, then in that case, he's going to be a nazir for each of those times, 30 days. Ubisov kol shloshim u'shloshim, megaleach, u'maybi korbanosav, u'mas v'limnos naziros shniyah. And then as he completes each 30-day period, so then he shaves his hair and he brings his karbanos, he completed that term, and then he begins his next set of being a nazir. Afilo amar harini nazir mea elef naziros, she'efshar she'yechya kizman hazeh, harizeh mona achas achar achas adjamas o adjiash leminin nazirosa. Even if he said that I'm going to be a nazir for 100,000 sets of being a nazir, even though it's impossible for a human being to live that long, nonetheless, he counts one status of being a nazir after another one, until he either dies, or he ends up finishing the amount that he had taken upon himself. Halacha Zayin. Ha'omer harini nazir kaminin mos hashana. If somebody declared that he wants to be a nazir for as many terms as there are days in a year, mona nazirosav kaminin mos hashana, so then he must count to be a nazir for that many terms, as many days as there are in a year. What exactly does that mean, though? Imper shana sachama, mona shlosh meos v'shishim achamesh naziros, kol achas mehen shloshim yom. If he had specified what type of year, and he meant a solar year, so he has to keep 365 separate terms of being a nazir, each one being the minimum, 30 days. If, however, he had specified a lunar year in which there are 354 days, so he has to keep 354 separate terms of being a nazir, each one, again, being the minimum 30 days. If, however, he hadn't specified what type of year he meant, in that case, he counts 354, just like a lunar year. Why? Because, with regards to Nadarim, as the Rambam has already explained, we follow after the colloquial usage of the word. And a solar year, most years are 365 days long. Of the lunar years, most are 354 days long. And thus, people, when they refer to a year, they mean a lunar year, and they mean the normal lunar year, so therefore it's 354 days. Halachas. Omar hareini nazir achas u'mechtza. Hareiz nazir shtei nazirus. So he says, I want to have 1.5 terms of being a nazir, so then he has to keep 2 terms of being a nazir. Omar hareini nazir v'yom echad, osha omar hareini nazir v'sha achas, hareiz nazir shtei nazirus. If he had said that he wants to be a nazir for a status of being a nazir plus 1 day, or he wants to be a nazir with 1 status of being a nazir plus 1 hour, in that case, he has to pay back 2 terms of being a nazir. Amar any nazir v'achas, hariz a nazir shtayim. So he says he wants to be the status of a nazir, as well as one more. What does that mean? It means 2 statuses of being a nazir. Hariz a nazir v'achas v'od, hariz a nazir shalosh naziros. If he had said that he wants to be a nazir, and 1, and even more than that, so then he has to have 3 statuses of being a nazir. Similarly, if he said he wants to be a nazir and 1 and more and more, so in that case, he's going to have to keep 4 terms of being a nazir. If, however, he says he wants to be a nazir for 30 days and 1 day, in that case, he has only 1 status of being a nazir, and it's a 31-day status. Halacha tes. Misha yushtei ki te'edem eden osa. Elim eden shenazir shtayim, elim eden shenazir chamish. If there are 2 pairs of witnesses who are contradicting about what they had said that a person had taken upon himself, 2 of the witnesses, 1 of the pairs, testifies that he had taken upon himself 2 statuses of being a nazir, whereas the other pair says that he had taken upon himself 5 statuses of being a nazir. In that case, he's obligated to follow 2 of those statuses, because within the 5 are 2, as being a larger number. And thus, all 4 of these witnesses, both pairs, are testifying that he at least took upon himself 2 vows, and therefore he must fulfill those 2. Halacha Yud. Misha nazar shtei naziros, bein shnazar shtehen bevas achas, bein shnazar zuach arzu, kagon sh'amar hareini nazir yom, hareini nazir yom. If somebody had taken upon himself 2 statuses of being a nazir, whether he had done them both at the same time, or whether he had done one after the other one, for example, he said, I want to be a nazir for 1 day, and he said again, I want to be a nazir for 1 day. Umanas Rishona, the Hefresh Karban, and then he had gone through the days necessary for the first of his 2 Nidarim to be a Nazir, and he had even set aside a Karban for that one. V'acharkach Nishal Rishona, v'Hitr Nidro, and then afterwards he went to a Torah scholar and had that first Neder to be a Nazir removed. Also Lo Rishona V'Shnia, u'mevizeh Karban v'Niftar. So then the days he's counted for that first term of being a Nazir, which has now been removed, count for the second term, which is also incumbent upon him, and he can take these animals, which he's already set aside for the purposes of his first one, which again has been removed, and use them as the karbanos for the second one, which he has now fulfilled. And that's it. Bafil hevi kaparaso, bafil gilach sara, v'achach nesha aleha, also la rishona b'shnia. This is even if he had already brought these karbanos, even if he had already shaved his hair, and only afterwards had that first neder to be a nazir removed, nonetheless, everything he's done for that first one, which has now been removed, count for the second one. Because the second one only takes effect once the first one has been completed. And the first one, once it's been removed, is as if it was never there in the first place, at which point the second one had always been taking effect, and thus he had fulfilled the second one. If somebody had declared that he should be a nazir forever, or he'll be a nazir all the days of his life, in that case, he is permanently a nazir. If, however, he says that I'm going to be a nazir for 1,000 years, so then it has a set time to it. Even though it's impossible for a person to live for 1,000 years. Be that as it may, what is the practical difference between one who is a permanent nazir versus one who is a nazir for a set amount of time? Shanazir lizman asr legaleich ad sof yimei nizro. Shneimar koy mei neder nizro tar lo yavor al rosho ad melos hayamim. Somebody who's considered a nazir for a set amount of time, even if it's beyond a human lifetime, it's forbidden for him to cut his hair at all the days of this status of being a nazir. As the pasuk says, all the days that the vow he had taken upon himself to be a nazir is upon him, so he cannot have a razor pass on his head, he can't have his hair cut, until he completes those days. Unazir olam, im hechbit saro, mekel batar mishnei masar chodesh, ad shnei masar chodesh. In contrast, a nazir who's considered a permanent nazir, if his hair is weighing down on him, so then every 12 months he's allowed to lighten that load using a razor. Umevi karban o shlosh behemos, kishida galeach, shneamar, vahimi kechimim liyamim asher galeach, kichavedala vigilcho, av shalom nazir olam haya. And at the stage when he cuts his hair in this process, he brings his three karbanos as a regular nazir who completes his term would. In fact, this is found with regards to David's renegade son, Avshalom, who the pasuk tells us every year he would go and he would shave because his hair was too heavy for him. And the Rambam tells us that Avshalom was a nazir, one who was permanent and thus was able to do it in this fashion. But this whole concept of him being able to shave when it gets too heavy once a year and then he breaks the karbanos, the Rambam tells us, is something which we know through our Masorah. However, a nazir who's a permanent nazir, when he becomes tamei, he also brings the karban for having become tamei, and he shaves, just as is done with regards to somebody who is a regular nazir for a set amount of time who had become tamei. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shimshon lo haya nazir gamar. Shimshon, the famous shofet, judge of the Bnei Israel, was not quite a complete nazir. Because Shimshon himself hadn't taken upon himself this vow to be a nazir. Instead, it was the angel, the messenger of God, who had told him he had to separate from becoming in contact with a corpse. So what was his status? He was forbidden to drink wine products. It was forbidden for him to cut his hair. But it was permitted for him to become in contact with a corpse. This was something which was passed down through our Masorah as well. Halacha Yud Dalet. Lefikach, mishamar hareini nazir kishimshon, hareini nazir min aglachas u min ayayin lolam. Therefore, if somebody says that he wants to be a nazir just like Shimshon was, in that case, he is a nazir with regards to cutting his hair and drinking wine products forever. Ve'inu megaleach kol shnei masar chodesh kishar nazir olam. And he's not allowed to cut his hair every 12 months just as other permanent nazirim are allowed to. Umutrali tamei lemeisim. And in addition, he's permitted to become impure by contact with a corpse. If, however, he says, that no, I was intending for some other man whose name was Shimshon, in that case, he's not going to be bound by this vow to be a nazir. And somebody who takes upon himself a vow to be a nazir like Shimshon, in that case, he's not able to have that vow removed, because the status of being a nazir by Shimshon was one which was permanent forever. Halacha Tezva. Homer Harini Kishimshon Kibem Manoah Kibal Dalila Kimoi Sha'akar Dalsos Aza Kimisha Nikru Plishtim Es Einav. How is another Nazir Kazir Shimshon? If somebody says, I should be like Shimshon, the son of Manoah, like the husband of Dalila, like the one who had uprooted the gates of Aza, a Plishti city, in which Shimshon had actually done so, like the one who had his eyes poked out from the Plishtim, in all of these cases, then he's going to be somebody who has the status of a nazir, just like Shimshon. Even though it's possible that all of these things could have happened to some other man. For example, somebody else's name could be Shimshon, or somebody else could be the son of Manoah, could be married to a woman named Delilah, could have hypothetically uprooted the doors, the gates of the city of Aza, or that the Plishtim could have poked out his eyes. Halacha Tez Zayin. Shmuel HaRamasi Nazir Olam Haya. The great Shmuel HaNavi, Shmuel of the place called Rama, was a nazir in a permanent fashion. Therefore, if somebody says that he should be like Shmuel HaRamasi, or like the son of Hannah, like the son of Elkanah, like the one who had split the Amaleki king Agag in the place called Gilgal, or the like. In that case, he's going to be a Nazir permanently, and we don't say maybe he had intended for somebody else who had done similar things. Halacha Yud Zayin. Homer harini Nazir m'lo habayis, o m'lo kupa. Bo'ot k'noso. Im amar lo haya b'dayti she'e Nazir koyamai, v'lo neskavanti el harach z'man nazir z'man meruba, ha'iz Nazir shloshim yom uvan. V'im amar stam nadarti, rom es ha'kupa k'ilu himalei achardo, v'ye Nazir koyamav.
If somebody had said, I should be a Nazir as much as this house is filled, or as much as this box is filled, so then in that case, we investigate what he had intended. If he says, I didn't mean that I should be a Nazir all my life, I meant rather that I should be a Nazir for a very long time, so then he's going to be a Nazir for just 30 days, because he hadn't specified how much time. If, however, he says, no, I just did it without really intending anything in specific, so then in that case, we look at this house, we look at this box, as if it was filled with mustard seeds, and then, therefore, he must be a Nazir for his whole life. And if he is considered a Nazir for his whole life, then that also means that he's able to shave his hair once every 12 months, as we saw earlier, and in the process of doing so, he will also bring his karbanos, also as we saw earlier, with regards to somebody who was a permanent Nazir. Halacha Yud Ches. Homer Harini Nazir Kisar Roshi. O kafar haaretz, o kechol hayam. Harizai kemish amar harin naziris, alai kemenin saroshi, o kemenin afar haaretz, o kemenin chol hayam. Lefikach, yigaleach kol shloshim yom, v'yas lemnos naziris shnia, shloshim yom, v'yigaleach b'chein ad shiyamas. If somebody had said that I should be a nazir like the hair on my head, or like the dust of the earth, or like the sand by the sea, in that case, is it if he had said I want to have that many statuses of being a nazir with regards to the number of hairs on my head, or the number of pieces of dust in the earth, or like the number of pieces of sand by the sea. And therefore, every 30 days, he should cut his hair and begin a second status of being a Nazir, and so on and so forth until the day he dies. And by each stage where he cuts his hair, it's still forbidden for him to drink wine or to come into contact with a dead body and become Tameh, because if he does so, he's violated his next status of being a Nazir, and thus, when he does so, even if it's on the day that he had cut his hair, he will receive lashes. Halacha Yud Tes, the final halacha on the parak. Homer harini Nazir im ochel kikarzu, harini Nazir im ochelana, harini Nazir im ochelana, ba'achala, harini ze chayav naziris kemenin sh'amar, umon achas achar achas, kol achas mein shloshim, megaleach besof kol shloshim, maybe karbanel. If somebody had said, I'll be a Nazir if I eat this loaf of bread, I'll be a Nazir if I eat it, I'll be a Nazir if I eat it, and then he eats it, so then he's going to be obligated to serve as many terms of being a Nazir as was the number of Nadarim that he had taken. He'll have them one after the other one, each one minimally again being for 30 days, and then at the end of each of those 30 days, he cuts his hair and he brings his karbanos. Have a wonderful day.